lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely.
Hope you're not feeling lonely. Damien Carrick with you, and you're listening to The Law Report, broadcast each week on RN, Radio Australia and ABC News Radio. Our website is at abc.net.au/rn/lawreport. Imagine you're bogged down in an acrimonious legal dispute. Usually before you get to court these days, you have to have at least attempted mediation. But you're probably not looking forward to fronting up to this mediation. For many of us, the idea of entering a small, stuffy room and sitting across the table from the person that you're in conflict with, it just isn't appealing. In fact, it could be downright stressful. But new research suggests, unlikely as it sounds, humour has a place here. Two of the authors are Dr. Claire Coburn, independent researcher, and Kathy Douglas, senior lecturer in law at RMIT. They interviewed 16 mediators in the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, which is known as VCAT. This tribunal hears a wide range of disputes involving tenancy, small claims, discrimination and business disputes. Kathy Douglas says, used in the right way, humour can help litigants arrive at common ground.
It's a terrific way of creating connection, of breaking tension, and of really linking through laughter the humanity in the room. A lot of people respond to that.
One of the mediators described it really well. He talked about it as it's when they get out of that my position, where they're stuck in their own story, into the us position. And sometimes, he said, they get into a helicopter position and start to look down on what they've been doing. And they can see the contradictions in their behaviour and their words. And they can often see the humour in that and look back and have a chuckle.
And in fact, there's some emerging research that with mirror neurons, that if I smile, you smile. And if people have those moments and they smile at each other, it's amazing. It's quite transformative in a mediation and how that can shift it to a level of cooperation that just wasn't in the room before.
And you've seen disputes resolved when that process has taken place.
Absolutely. It's not just about being funny, let me emphasise that, but it's about that human connection, and one way of creating that is by being funny.
Now, Claire Coburn, I would imagine that the big danger is that people will feel that if you use humour that the mediator is trivialising a dispute or not taking it seriously.
Exactly. And some of those who said they'd never use humour described that. They wouldn't use it because they feel it has that effect. But others talked about, there was one who said, look, I sometimes use it, she said, when I think parties need it and I can get away with it, to lighten things up a bit. And a lot of the mediators talked about that lightening things up effect. But she said, having said that, I think it's danger, danger, warning, warning stuff, because I don't think you can always anticipate whether somebody else is going to get your sense of humour or not.
Of course, we live in a diverse society and we live in a multicultural society, and one of your mediators reported that that had been a bit of an issue for her.
Yeah, she said that she uses commonly a line, oh gosh, what happened to you in your last life to deserve this? And one day she came across someone who believed in rebirth, who was startled by it, and she had to apologise. Now, I think, that kind of humour, that sort of what you might call non-tendentious humour, can work quite well. The sort of humour that's about wordplay, about sort of self-deprecating humour, works really well because it changes the atmosphere. They talk about notions of sort of bisociation and synergy, opening up to more creativity. And humour, if it's used well and if it brings in wordplay, actually helps us to sort of see things from different perspectives, which is exactly what we're trying to achieve in mediation.
Now, I know that the cohort that you looked at was fairly small, but yes, there were fewer women who wanted to use or would use humour than men. Kathy Douglas.
Yeah, I think so. If you look at the data, there was half men, half women in the 16 mediators that volunteered for the project. And of those 50% of women, there were a number of women who said, yes, they liked humour, but they couldn't use it comfortably.
And I'm wondering if that has to do with that sense of women maybe wanting to appear, and especially the younger women,
yes,
wanting to appear kind of serious players and not wanting to appear to be trivialising the dispute that they're mediating in.
And you have to remember where the setting is too. It's in a court connected, even though VCAT's a tribunal and it's much more relaxed, if you like, than a court, it still has that structural in the legal system impact on the disputants. So when I started mediating, I started at VCAT and I was quite young at that time, and I was terrified. I really had a lot of worries about those lawyers in the room. I was overwhelmed by my role as a mediator and the responsibility. But if you put me in that room now, I'd tell you a joke within about 15 minutes of being in the mediation.
Now, Claire Coburn, we've been talking about disputes, mostly about money, but I understand it can also be used in family law mediations. Is that right?
Well, I think humour can be used in any kind of mediation. Sometimes when there's been a big emotion, and of course that would be common in family law, then people are willing to take a laugh at themselves, to look at themselves from a different perspective in that way.
Kathy Douglas, have you ever done family court mediation?
I have done some, and I've done a lot of intervention orders where there's been family-type disputes. Are you wondering whether I use humour in that situation?
Yes, yes.
I would have to say more sparingly. So you're very careful in those circumstances to make sure that people are very comfortable. They're able to express a lot of that, let's say, negative emotion where they're angry. During
they could even be frightened.
They're frightened, yeah. So during the mediation, I would start such a mediation in the main purpose is to make them feel more comfortable at the beginning. Then once I get a sense that they're more comfortable and that they are able to engage more fully into the dispute, then I might make a joke. But I would be very careful.
Claire Coburn, humour in family law mediation sounds dangerous.
Another research I did, one of the mediators spoke about how in family mediation once she used a diagram that provoked some humour. She drew a picture of these two people standing on an island and shooting arrows across at each other. And she said it was like they suddenly saw where they were and laughed in that kind of, kind of way, there we are, and started to think about, well, how can we build the bridge between these two islands, particularly as we've got children. We've got to cross over that bridge.
Crossing over that bridge, Dr. Claire Coburn, independent researcher, and before her, Kathy Douglas, senior lecturer in law at RMIT. And the report, Humour in Mediation, How a Dose of Humour May Help Mediators and Disputants in Conflict, was funded by the Australasian Institute of Judicial Administration and by Monash University. That's the Law Report for this week. A big thank you to producer Anita Barrow and to technical producer Alex Stinson. I'm Damien Carrick. Talk to you next week with more law.